Having incoming freshman quarterbacks having an impact in your season is not very common in college football, certainly not in a conference like the SEC. But you never know, and occasionally a freshman will factor in, maybe not starting at the beginning, but having an impact at some point during the season. So with that said, thought I'd take a look and work you through the incoming freshman quarterbacks in the SEC and rank them in terms of their ability and their potential to come in and help pretty early for all the programs. You are listening to the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Anything to do with football, college, and NFL, we got it covered for you at Landry Football Podcast Network and at LandryFootball.com. Subscribe, like, and share for free the Landry Football Podcast Network so you don't miss any of our football shows. You can do that. Apple, Spotify, sign up, spread the word to your friends. If you want to get more detailed information about the world of college football and the NFL, that's what we do for you at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have going. It is the best deal. It's 12 months. It'll take you through an entire year of football analysis. LandryFootball.com is where you want to go, where you want to be. Try it out for a month, try it out for 6 months, but 12 months is the best deal that we've got going. Again, the scouting season offer at LandryFootball.com. So who are the best incoming freshman quarterback, at least to this point, how they have looked? I'd start at number one with Nico Iamaliva at Tennessee. It's pretty obvious. He's a top five player in the 23 class, right there along with Arch Manning. He hails from Southern California. He committed to Tennessee in March of 22. He's an athlete at 6'5", around 200 pounds. Joe Milton is the starter at Knoxville. With a limited eligibility remaining, Nico is going to be allowed to grow at a controlled pace, and when he's ready to make good decisions, and that'll depend on how good of a decision-making process Joe Milton makes, that'll determine whether Nico can play this year or maybe get some time because he's likely going to take over next year. He's got good football IQ and got readiness, I think, to be a very good player. I like Eli Holstein of Alabama. He was a former LSU recruit. He's gone to Alabama. He's the second of first two Alabama commitments in the 23 class, and both of them, I think, are top five. Was committed to Texas A&M, and he flipped from A&M to Alabama. He's a four-star kid. He's a top 150 player, top 10, top 15 in the quarterback position. Just outstanding talent. You got Tyler Buckner that's coming over from Notre Dame. Jalen Milroe is not good enough passer. Ty Simpson, all possibly being starters this season, don't see Eli being the guy to go to right now, but he's very effective in the short to intermediate passing game, typically accurate, consistent. I think he can be a potential starter here at Alabama and maybe even soon, although that's not how they normally do it there. Ricky Collins at LSU is behind two outstanding quarterbacks. The best quarterback room in the SEC resides in Baton Rouge, but Ricky Collins is from Baton Rouge. I think, with Daniels and Nussmeier, he's going to spend his freshman year as the third guy at best. He can start next year, a redshirt as a sophomore in 2 years. He's similar to Jaden Daniels in that he's got to work on the mechanics, but he's got dual threat capability. He's got all the tools, though. The second of Alabama's commitments that I think are the best of the incoming class is Dylan Lonergan. He's the second quarterback in this cycle for them. he'll compete with Holstein. Dylan is a big arm passer and can stand his ground in the pocket. Good footwork, good base, good velocity on his ball. Lots of potential there. Marcel Reed of Texas A&M. He's a Tennessee signal caller. He flipped from Ole Miss to A&M in December. He's good foot quickness, can step up in the pocket, like some quick twitch ability, can extend plays, quick release, the ability to get out the ball from all angles. I think he's got a lot of potential. Chris Parson of Mississippi State, don't see him getting much playing time this year, but they've got pretty good depth in the state quarterback room. He stayed. He was committed under Mike Leach. He stayed even after Mike's passing. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player. He's got some ability throwing the football. He's got good poise. I think he's got good vision and understanding of passing offenses, coverages for his level or at this stage of his process, and I think he's pretty accurate. Malachi Singleton of Arkansas is from North Cobb High School in Georgia, top 20 quarterback in the 23 class. He's K.J. Jefferson is obviously the starter. And Singleton could possibly start. We'll see how next year. We'll see, though. He's got the athletic traits that, if they have a better quarterback option, he could play, and I think he's willing to move to another position. Gabari Johnson of Missouri, he's a former Washington State signal caller. He's got dual threat ability with his legs and arms. You know, he's they've got decent quarterbacks in that quarterback room. Sam Horn committed to Missouri 2 years ago. And like Gabari, he was also a four-star. He's yet to start in Missouri, Sam has, and I believe he could get the job before Gabari, but I think Johnson's got some ability here. Lenora Sellers of South Carolina hails from South Florence and originally committed to Syracuse before flipping to his hometown Gamecocks in December. Like Luke Doty and Tanner Bailey ahead of him on the roster, Spencer Rattler, he's got some talent. Showed out in his senior year in high school. He's a promising quarterback, three-star guy that we'll see how it develops. But I think that's why I put him down a little bit on this list. I think Hank Brown of Auburn, he is from Wheaton, Illinois, attended Lipscomb Academy in Tennessee, originally committed to Hugh Freeze and Liberty before following his coach to Auburn. Robbie Ashford's likely the starter. Holden Griner is most likely the starter next season. So there's not maybe a lot of opportunities for Hank Brown, but I do think he has some ability and worth mentioning here. Brennan Storr of Vanderbilt, above average athlete for Clark Lee. He's a top 100 quarterback in the 23 class, hails from Dallas. I think he can start at Vanderbilt. I don't think that's the case for a lot of SEC schools he would start with. But, you know, I don't know that he's any better than A.J. Swan right now. I think A.J. Swan's got more experience and got just as much ability. And then I'd also throw in Vic Sutton, the last guy at Mississippi State. Again, a top 100 player and, you know, right along lines where Brennan Storr was ranked. He's from Madison Central High School, committed to Mississippi State with Will Rogers starting this season and Chris Parson entering as a freshman this season. It's likely, unlikely that he's going to get much of a shot, but he's got some ability and ranking all the incoming guys. That's how I wanted to add him to the list. That's a look, fun to look at guys as they come in and see what might happen. We'll revisit it, of course, in a year or so and see how things have developed with all of these guys. As things are going to change, and quite frankly, a lot of times these guys will change schools. So we'll see where things will go, how they develop going forward. A reminder, you can get more detailed analysis. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, you can get detailed analysis on the college and pro game, on all of those areas, plus more inside information, coaching searches over at LandryFootball.com, which is why you want to join and take advantage of the scouting season offer today. It's the best deal that we've got going. You can try it out for a month or 6 months, but the scouting season offer is the best deal that we have going. So check it out. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Wherever you get to your podcasts, actually Apple, Spotify is where you want to go. And spread the word. That way you don't miss any of our football content. always great to be with you. Keep it here. We'll be breaking down more college football and NFL for you right here on the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network.